Radiator heat. In spring, tilled fields stand immaculate, carved with distinct grooves of plain earth where seed will wait through the last nights of frost, just as my mother waits, uncertain and alone, upstairs in her living room, far into the morning. Through the slit of my bedroom door, the hazy shaft of light, and the noise she makes clearing her throat, mirror her suspicion he'll never come home. Tonight, the entire house clangs as cooled water drops to the basement, copper pipes singing the pressure of such a falling. Then, as boiling water rises up, whistling fills the air, solace shapeless as the crowds blur over the radio. The house is practical, center stairwell, brick, sensibly set on a side street where cars sweep up and down the crossroad avenue. Whenever it rains, headlights spread out in rays on the wet pavement, unrestrained, like splatters of clay on a pottery wheel. In the morning, she'll point to the dogwoods. See how they look? After this rain, they are russet, a color complex enough for fall.